on my way to Wits End.
Oh, you know, could you stop by Odyssey Elementary first?
What for?
Well, it's kind of a surprise.
Sure, I guess. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Okay, I'll bring the dustpan.
Why?
Because you might get swept away.
What?
All right, the front door is unlocked. I set up a table in the cafeteria.
Cool, because I made her dinner.
Hey, very nice. You're not as bad at this as I thought.
I guess we'll see.
Well, have a good time. When she gets here, I'll tell her to go to the cafeteria.
Thanks, Mr. Walton.
Just don't burp or spill anything on your shirt, okay?
I won't.
And for goodness sakes, don't use the dustpan line again. I never should have let him make the phone call on his own.
I'm all set.
Did you pick an adventure?
Yeah, the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Why that one?
It's a long journey, nice views, they mostly go by boat. Could be a good chance to sit and talk.
Yeah, good choice.
So when she gets here, will you send her up?
Absolutely. Kurt?
I'm over here, Lucy.
What are you doing? Is it just you?
Just me.
What's this about?
Come on over, have a seat.
At the table?
Yes. I'll get our dinner.
This table is kind of small.
I know. You might have trouble getting your legs under it, but if you go in at an angle...
Ow!
You okay?
Sure.
Your dinner, madame.
On cafeteria trays?
Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes with chocolate milk.
I get it. Lunchroom food.
And I made sure it tastes as bad as it did when we were kids.
Actually, I liked the cafeteria food.
You never complained about anything.
So, you've explained the what we're doing here. It's the why that stumps me.
Why what?
For starters, the cafeteria.
This is where we met.
It is?
You don't remember?
Well, I guess it would have to be. First grade, we were in different classes. We ate at the same time. Makes sense.
You're killing me. I remember everything about it. You were right over there in a red flannel dress, sitting by yourself, reading a really thick book that didn't have any pictures.
It was Little House in the Big Woods, and it did have pictures, just not many.
So you remember the book, but not me.
I do remember. You sat at my table a few feet down, and you asked me if I knew where the teacher kept her grade book.
Right!
I didn't want to know why you asked me that.
Oh, it was nothing. The important thing is that you remember.
Why is that important?
It shows that I meant something to you.
Yeah, I was scared of you.
Not for long. Do you need a spork?
What's this all about, Kurt?
I blew it, Lucy. I never should have let you go.
Wow. You mean all of this? Oh, boy.
I was an immature high school kid. I didn't know what I wanted.
This food isn't as good as I remember. I should go.
You gotta give me a second chance.
I can't get out.
Angle your legs.
Ow!
Careful. You spilled your milk.
Kurt, there's something you don't know.
I do know. You hate me because I stood you up at the senior dinner.
No, I don't hate you. I forgot about that a long time ago.
You did?
Yes, but you can't just break out the Salisbury steak and expect me to fall into your arms in 5 seconds. I gotta go.
No, wait! I'm not expecting that. Here, I wrote a poem.
You don't write poems.
Which makes it all the more sweet.
Kurt, the others are waiting for us.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
You stole that.
I only had like 15 minutes. I spent all my time finding the sporks.
You're a really nice guy, and we had a great time together in high school. But you know, things change. Things happen. I'm sorry. I have to go.
Wait, Lucy!
Ah, 7:30. She's never late. That means she's not coming. Well, Jack, looks like you blew it. You waited too long and she's not coming. And now you've got nobody to talk to but yourself. I'm pathetic. I should take a walk.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hi, Connie.
Hey, you should go upstairs to the Bible room.
Why?
Well, there's someone waiting for you.
Who?
Just go up and look around.
Okay.
I'll be in the kitchen if you need anything.
Thanks. Upstairs? Okay.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Listen, I've got something for you.
Oh, are you the person I'm supposed to see?
What do you mean?
Connie sent me up. What is it?
A note. You should read it now.
Okay. Jack wants to meet me at the gazebo.
Yeah, he does.
Do you know what he wants?
Well, I should let him talk to you.
All right. I guess I'll head over.
I can't believe I blew it. I thought everything was perfect.
Now, hang on. Now, let's go over this step by step. Now, what exactly did you say to her?
I told her I never should have let her go.
Good, good. Now, did you say that before or after you apologized?
Apologized?
Well, you did apologize, didn't you?
No.
You didn't say you were sorry for standing her up at the senior dinner?
No.
Well, that's your problem. I mean, you need to apologize first. Why else would she listen to you?
Yeah?
Boy, it's a wonder you ever got her to go out with you in the first place.
So I should say I'm sorry.
Believe me, I know. As soon as I walk into the house at night, before we say anything else, I just tell Maud I'm sorry. Of course, most of the time I have no idea what I'm apologizing for, but my wife's a lot smarter than I am. She'll let me know soon enough.
So you think if I apologize that she'll give me another chance?
Let me put it this way, Kurt. If you don't, you have no chance.
Lucy, are you here?
Oh, Jack.
Oh, hi, Connie. Hey, have you seen Lucy?
Actually, yeah, she's upstairs.
Oh, great, thanks.
But you may want to wait a little while. She's in the imagination station with Jimmy.
With Jimmy?
Yeah, he wanted a little time to be alone with her, if you know what I mean.
What? I gotta get up there.
Suit yourself, but it might get kind of awkward.
My, my. Simply fascinating.
What is?
Why, this plant.
Yeah, it's a weed. Do you think we could get to the boats now? See, I've got a friend coming, and I'd really like to...
I've never seen anything like it.
Look, Clark, are you Lewis?
This blossom is so delicate.
Yeah, I should have brought my weed whacker.
Jimmy!
Jack? What are you doing here?
I was trying to find Lucy. Where is she?
She hasn't come yet.
Yes, yes, the large leaf thorn. It bears a three-lobed leaf. I must get a sample of this amazing plant.
Who's this guy?
It's Lewis, or maybe it's Clark. I can't figure out which is which.
Back to the boats!
Oh, thank goodness.
No!
What's going on with you and Lucy?
Nothing. I just invited her to come on this adventure with me.
What's that noise?
It's a buffalo stampede!
Run!
Follow Clark!
I thought that was Lewis!
It might be. I don't know!
Head for the river, son!
Thanks, and nice to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you as well.
Nice day for a trampling.
What say?
Jack, I can't believe it. Did you get scared again? What am I gonna do with you? I'm out here talking to myself. I'm pathetic. He better be at wit's end.
Connie!
Hi, Kurt.
Have you seen Lucy?
Popular question. She's upstairs with Jimmy.
Why?
Well, they're going on an imagination station trip together. Jimmy wanted to be alone with Lucy, if you know what I mean.
What?
Maybe I should stop saying that.
Now, men, just because we made it back to the boats doesn't mean we're out of danger. Keep your eyes open for natives.
So, let me get this straight. You're her boyfriend.
Well, sort of. I mean, well, we had a fight a week or so ago. I don't know if we're officially still together or not.
You two, back there in the funny clothes, start your rowing.
Jack, if I'd known you guys were together, I never would have put my hat in the ring.
Why not? I mean, she's already given up on me.
Well, are you guys in love?
I am. I think she is, too.
Then you can't walk away.
Gentlemen, there may or may not be a waterfall ahead of us. Huh? The map is unclear. Best ready yourselves.
Maybe I should bow out and let you have her. I mean, Lucy deserves somebody who can make a decision.
Yeah, but that's not me. I can't make a decision. It takes me 15 minutes just to pick out something off the value menu.
Hold the boat!
Kurt?
Where's Lucy?
We don't know.
Just not with us.
I really need to talk to her.
Yeah, so do we.
Wait a minute. Talk to her about what?
Excuse me, where did you come from? Never mind. The weight in this boat is already too great.
Hang on. Kurt, why do you need to talk to Lucy?
I'd rather not say, if you don't mind. It's kind of personal.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, you like her too?
Well, hi, Connie. Have you heard from Jack?
He's upstairs with Lucy, Jimmy, and Kurt.
Oh. Did Jack have any good news?
Like what?
About him and Lucy.
No, but he did seem kind of freaked out that Lucy and Jimmy were up there together.
Lucy and Jimmy?
Yeah. Jimmy has a crush on her.
What?
Sorry to interrupt, but did Kurt come in here?
He's upstairs.
Oh, did he go talk to Lucy?
Yeah. How did you know?
Oh, he's been trying to get back together with her.
What?
Yeah.
I think we need to get up there.
So, do you think she still likes you, Kurt?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Gentlemen, if you don't mind, we're lagging behind Captain Clark's canoe. I desperately need you to paddle.
Excuse me, Mr. Lewis?
What is it?
We're working through some complicated emotions here, and it gets a little distracting when you keep interrupting us.
Do you want to find the ocean or not?
Actually, I've already been there. Santa Monica, a few years ago. Go to the pier, get some funnel cake, have fun.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what's going on here?
What are you doing in this little boat?
Mr. Walton?
Connie?
Mr. Whitaker?
Where did you people come from? This boat can't handle this much weight.
Wait a minute, where's Lucy?
We don't know.
I thought she was with you.
We're sinking!
Did you talk to Lucy, Jack?
No.
Did you, Jimmy?
Nope.
Kurt?
Nope.
We have to jump overboard. Follow my lead!
Does anyone know where Lucy is?
Come on!
Guys?
What?
We're sinking.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Lucy!
Hi, how you doing, Luce?
You want to go out with us?
Wow, how long have you felt this way?
No comment. It's too embarrassing.
You shouldn't be embarrassed, Jimmy. It's flattering.
I kept up with you on the internet.
You have?
Yeah. I read the articles you wrote for your college newspaper.
Really?
I saw when you won some kind of award for journalism. There was a picture of you holding up a certificate.
Oh, yeah.
You love Jack, don't you?
Yes.
Good for you. I wish you the best.
The best of what? He can't make up his mind about us.
I wouldn't worry about that. He loves you, too. He'll come around.
I hope so.
Thus ends the longest uncommunicated crush in U.S. history.
We should celebrate.
Wad fam choksot?
I'd love one.
How long have you guys been together?
For 4 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
At least I had the excuse that I was still in high school.
Excuse for what?
Getting cold feet. There's no excuse for you. You're in college. You're supposed to be able to make up your mind.
Well, it's not that easy, Kurt.
It's Lucy. She makes it easy.
You still like her?
Yes. That night in high school, when I stood her up, I sat in my room in a suit. The dinner started at 6. At 6:15, I actually got in my car to go. I fiddled with the key in the ignition, but I never turned it to start the car. At 6:20, I got back out. I really regret not turning that key.
Wow.
But that's not the case with you. You've still got a chance.
Well, I'm not sure that's true anymore.
It doesn't matter if you're not sure. Just do it. Turn the key, man. Listen, If you don't trust me, at least trust Mr. Whitaker. He knows pretty much everything. Why don't we go talk to him? Mr. Whitaker, Jack needs to talk to you.
Okay. Jack? So,
Jimmy and Lucy talked for a while?
Oh, I wouldn't worry.
You know, this was bound to happen.
What was?
Somebody swooping in while I hovered around doing nothing.
So why are you doing nothing?
Well, I've got all these plans. Graduation, career. I just can't figure out how Lucy fits into all of them.
Ah. I think I see your problem.
What?
Well, you know, things were a little different back in my day. I knew my choice would be Jenny about 3 days after I first met her. She was pretty much the only thing on my mind at that time. It's not as easy today. There are more choices.
For girls?
For life. There are so many directions people can go these days. And lots of men your age figure if they make one choice, that they have to let go of a host of others. So they hover and never do anything.
Yeah, you're right.
But when we follow God's will, we have to be prepared to give up other options in order to be on the path where God is leading us. We have to be willing to make a commitment to something, to our careers, where we live, and who we marry.
So you're telling me to fish or cut bait?
In a sense, yes.
Look at her, Jack. She's great. And you can be with her for the rest of your life. What are you waiting for?
I love the gazebo.
Yeah, me too.
Crazy night, huh?
Definitely. Did you have any idea so many guys liked you?
No.
Me either. You know, you could do worse than Kurt and Jimmy.
True. But you know what? Jimmy wanted to take me on an imagination station adventure, and Kurt tried to recreate a grade school cafeteria experience. But you played it nice and simple. You brought me to the gazebo, one of my favorite places. You know me better than anyone. I hate fighting with you.
Yeah. It's no picnic for me either.
I guess I just need to stop panicking about things.
No, this is not your problem. It's mine.
You think so?
Absolutely. I've been hovering for too long. I love you.
I love you too.
And there's no one I'd rather spend my life with than you.
Yeah?
No one. I should have done this years ago.
Oh, wow. You're getting on your knee.
Lucy Cunningham Schultz, will you marry me?
I don't know. That's kind of a big commitment.
What?
I'm joking. Yes. Yes, I'll marry you.
Really?
Are you kidding?
Okay, now!
Wow!
Strike up the band, Jimmy!
Okay,
you guys are funny.
One, two!
Oh, those guys. Releasing the dogs!
Okay, well, maybe simple is a little overrated.
The lawn's on fire! The lawn's on fire! Who's got a fire extinguisher?
Who are supposed to bring that?
Yeah, I knew that.
So, when do you expect the ceremony will be?
I don't know. It's kind of hard. Next June. Definitely.
I'll keep you all up to date on the wedding plans.
Good. Oh, hey, can I be an usher?
Why do you want to be an usher?
I look good in a tux.
We'll see.
Well, I'm sure glad all of you guys worked this out. It could have been a disaster.
Exactly, and a friendship killer as well.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? We're friends forever, right, guys?
Right.
You bet.
Always.
Yeah. Plus, if he leaves you at the altar, I could step in. I'll already be in a tux.
All right.
You bet.
Let's pound him, Kurt.
Yeah,
are you ready?
No, he's been asking for this since the second grade. Grab his leg.
No, okay, no. I got it.
Hey, Lucy, grab it. Hey, not the trash can. Not the trash can.
And we're back with Candid Conversations with Connie. You know what I think is nice? Being away from friends for a long time and then seeing them. It's like nothing's ever changed. you pick right up where you left off. I think that's the difference between Christian friendships and the other ones. The Christian ones feel more permanent or something. I look around and they're doing construction on Main Street. A new gas station is going in on Elm. The city's planting new flowers in McAllister Park. Places change, but the best things don't. This is Connie Kendall for Candid Conversations with Connie. So long, everybody.
That was so much fun, seeing some of our old Odyssey friends. And it was good to see those friendships stay strong over the years. In the book of 1 Samuel, the Bible talks about a very good friendship between Jonathan and David. Even though Jonathan's father, Saul, wanted to kill David, Jonathan remained loyal to his friend. In chapter 20, verse 41, he says to David, "The two of us have vowed friendship in God's name, saying, 'God will be the bond between me and you, and between my children and your children forever.'" Lasting committed friendships, just another benefit of being a part of the family of God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Triangled Web was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crowe, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Dave Madden, Jenny Long, Donald Long, David Griffin, and Fabio Stevens, with Will Ryan as Lewis. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.